Been praying for some time, Lord, lead me to that verse that you want to kind of set for, not really a theme, but just a verse to look to rely on in this coming year. A year ago, it was Hebrews chapter 12, looking unto Jesus. And we've had that in our bulletins. I've put that there. And we have touched on that thought quite often through this year. Sometimes intentional, sometimes it comes in the midst of what we've been teaching and preaching on. And when we went down to the youth rally in Newton, this was their theme verse for that day. And as I was sitting there listening to Brother Herbster touch and bring this verse out, the Lord said, "That's it. That's your verse. That's the truth for this coming year." And so I want us to read this, and I'll touch on it. We'll have a message on this. I've already worked up a message on this verse, but we'll look at that later. I'm not giving you a whole message tonight, but I just want to kind of whet the appetite, prime the pump, so to speak. But Paul is writing, and he says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." The word glory here, what's that? Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Galatians 6, 14. I may not have caught my wife saying, "Nope, you didn't say it." Galatians 6, 14. And as we look at that word glory, and other versions may have a different word, but in the Greek, it's translated obviously as glory, but it speaks of boasting. And it does have that wrong connotation. This same word is used in other places that speak of not to be boasting. So it's kind of a word that has both good and bad connotations tied to it. Just again, the context tells us, is this good boasting or is this bad boasting? But Paul is noting a good boasting here. He says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save, or accept in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world." And so, yes, typically does boasting have a place in our lives? Only in certain contexts. And Paul gives us one here. And so I don't believe I'm doing disrespect to the Word of God by taking this verse and giving us a phrase here of what we should glory in, because he's telling us to glory. He says, "God forbid that I should boast except." So let me kind of rephrase this and note, I should glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. And so I would encourage us, as we think about that, ask ourselves that question, as I often will bring up, questioning ourselves. Are we glorying in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ? Are we boasting about what Christ accomplished on that cross for us? Because he's calling on us to do so. Paul says, "I don't glory in anything else but this. I glory in the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because through it, by whom, the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." It is through the cross that we have victory in this life. He's given it to us in Christ. We know that. But I encourage us, as we think about this and as we go through this coming year, is where is our boast? Is it rightfully placed in the cross of Jesus Christ? Because of what that means for us, yes, in our immediate salvation when we've trusted him, but that salvation continues for the rest of eternity. And we will have all eternity to glory in his presence. But how are we doing now in this life? And so I encourage us to do that, to think that through and be intentional about it. Because Paul is saying that. I am being intentional. But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. I want to boast. I want to glory in something. And Paul brings us to that right spot that we can. And that is in the cross of Jesus Christ. Because of what it what it represents for us. It's that moment of salvation. It's that sustaining that he does for us, not just that he saved us, he keeps us. And it's all because of what he accomplished on the cross of Christ in paying the penalty for our sins. And that is something truly we can boast in. We can glory in. God did this for me. He did it for you. He didn't have to. And yet he did. So may we think on that as we continue on through our Christmas season. And again, as we look to the new year, that'll be kind of the focus, if you will. It's a little bit longer phrase, but I'll probably make sure we have it in our bulletins, stick it in there. Again, as a good constant reminder, because we all need them. We all get occupied with so many things in our life that pull us away from those best things. And we need at times to be reoriented as we do the things that God's called us to do, even in this life. And it can pull us away so much that we lose our focus and we forget. And so may it be that little drawing us back, that compass drawing us back to where we need to be in our lives as we go forth day by day, living for him and serving him. That we can glory, we can boast in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has crucified the world to us and I unto the world. The world has no more ties to me. Christ severed them. And I can live apart from the world, and I can live unto him freely, joyfully, fully, because of what he accomplished on the cross. So may we truly glory in that and boast in that in this coming year. And so I just wanted to bring that out to us and kind of put it in our minds as food for thought to think on and reflect upon and draw our attention to that. And as I say, there's sermon already in the works. It's there. And we'll look at this verse in the new year as we go forward. And really more of some of the implications that go along with that as we consider. There's a lot in that verse as we stop to look at that and consider, you know, not just the cross of Calvary but in our salvation, but the ultimate of, I'm crucified unto the world because of this. My severance is there. And so I trust it will be a blessing and an encouragement to us.